When Stephen Crane's classic Civil War book, The Red Badge of Courage, was published in 1895, he was merely 24 years old, much too young to have served in the defining conflict that had ended 30 years prior. Playwright Melissa Cooper tapped the novel as the central DNA for her new play, Red Badge Variations, opening this week at the Coterie. She says she was inspired by the way in which Crane found his own inspiration.
One thing that struck me when I started researching that actually gave me great heart as a playwright approaching the story was that Stephen Crane had never been to war at the time that he wrote it, out of a kind of obsessive interest in what was the actual experience of war like for those Civil War soldiers who were veterans that he met in his town square as he was growing up.
Cooper's resume includes fresh and freshly titled adaptations of well-known works, such as Antigone Now and Little Medea. Early in her talks with the Coterie, it was evident she would use Crane's novel as a template for a story updated to the current war in Afghanistan. In fact, as one scene demonstrates, the actual book, Red Badge of Courage, is found in the company's living quarters among one soldier's belongings.
Thin red line, the sayings of Marcus Aurelius, the Red Badge of Courage. I was supposed to read this sucker in high school.
Me too.
Thank God for Spark Notes, right, Will?
Yeah, because the book stinks.
Hey, I like it. I think it's a good story.
What's it about?
The Civil War.
The youth had been taught that a man became a different thing in a battle. The youth. I hate that word, youth.
With Red Badge Variations, Melissa Cooper is saying that the parallels between wars 150 years apart aren't tied to any date on any calendar.
No matter how different the war is, no matter how the technology has changed, I think there is something at the heart for the experience of the individual soldier confronting combat that is the same. And when you read the Iliad, or you read Shakespeare, or you read memoirs from the Vietnam era, there is some core of what it's like to go into combat that's the same.
Director Kyle Hatley has reconfigured the Coterie so that the audience surrounds the actors on all four sides. The set's made up of bunks and sandbags, gravel and plywood. Hatley says he can't deny the similarities that war is war. Still, he finds one comparison that offers a clear difference.
While there are differences and similarities, I think one of the things that Melissa points out in the play, and it's quite a terrifying difference, actually, is the fact that there is no front line in the war in Afghanistan. There is a front line in the Civil War. There's a front line in World War II. Mm-hmm. But here, we don't know where the enemy is. That is something that we actually sort of explore on a pretty thick level in this play that can be indicative of some of the opinions held about that war, whether you're fighting it or actually here at home.
Helping the production was a special project award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which recognized the script for its rigorous aesthetic values. Steve Walker, KCR News.